Let's make this a good day. The last day of our visitation, Jennifer, for the year 2011. It's curtains. It's
New
over.
Year's Eve Eve.
It's finito. The 30th of December, 2011. Tomorrow is the Eve, as Jennifer suggested. Last Friday, we were doing Christmas Eve Eve. Today, we'll do New Year's Eve Eve.
That's right.
And
New Year's Eve squared.
This past year.
See, I know math.
I'm going to save our New Year's, because sort of pushing things off a little bit. And because I think that what I said on Wednesday was Thursday we do the memorial and then on and sort of rehash the year. And then on Friday we would move ahead to 2012. But let's do that actually when we're in 2012 on Monday.
That.
Everybody in agreement, raise your hands.
Raise your hands.
Okay, one teaser for discussion purposes on Monday, and it's your job because you're the girl.
Uh-oh.
To remember this, okay?
Okay.
On Monday, I want to look ahead to what people feel, what people's opinion is in the year 2012 going to be the big news of the year. I'm going to make a prediction.
2012, okay.
The big story of the year for 2012 will be the legislation, which is currently stalled in Congress, that will give the feds, working with major businesses, the power to take down websites that may display material that they don't want.
Interesting.
All right.
Censor it like they do in China.
Absolutely. That's what's going to be a big that bill. People are not talking about it. People don't know about it. People haven't heard about it. But I'm telling you, that's there. It's sort of sifting around in the sands of time, as it were. Mark my words, there's going to be something, and it'll be just another attempt. If we're asleep at the switch, and it'll happen, and it'll be curtains. That's the way they'll fix. It's like they do things in North Korea. Mm-hmm. That's if we do that, that's the way.
That's how they're going to Photoshop us.
Wow. Did you see that? No, tell that story. That's a great story. Kim Jong-il's funeral procession.
Which we had talked about,
right.
And you had even said, and you were so right. I thought they were actually really upset, but you said that there were people upset in the crowd, and that was a bunch of phonies, and you were right about that. They made the snow look whiter.
Yeah.
They made his picture look better. They
right.
made the people look sadder.
This is Photoshopping, folks. The North Korean press, which is controlled by the government, which some people would like to have here in this country, did a little Photoshop work on the pictures that the world saw of the funeral of Kim Jong-il. So they had 1978 Lincoln, the sedan town car stretch limos, and there were about a dozen of them that the state has in North Korea, and the first one had Kim Jong-il's casket on top of it, the sheepskin with a casket lay on top
of it. Yeah, a little fuzziness.
Yeah. And then there is all this stuff that upon this, the expertise came from some forensics expert someplace, and they're looking at these pictures, and they're all Photoshopped.
Looks pretty good over there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, because you don't see many pictures of North Korea, and so when I saw the pictures of the funeral, I thought, wow, first of all, I didn't know it snowed. And second of all, you think,
it's
wow,
cold,
it looks pretty.
And miserable.
It looks
horrible.
Pretty and clean and nice. Yeah, and who knew it was all Photoshopped?
Yep, right. There it is.
Those trusting folk.
All those people that are mourning and crying and their hands are up in the air and they're screaming, oh, my God, it's terrible. Hey, not quite the way of the world, as it were. So that's kind of
no.
fun. Yeah, right. It is kind of fun to have that sort of thing. They are just a kind of chuckle, a little chuckling going on. 800-510-8255 is our phone number as usual here. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com or Jen. I think, is it Jennifer at DougStefan.com?
Jennifer, I think, at DougStefan.com.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So in terms of the year which has just passed, there is need. I think this is a way for us to have a cathartic experience. And in fact, there have been a lot of people, and I use this certainly because I'm the host of the program, the things that are happening in my life become obviously part of the discussion. Did I use obviously twice in that sentence?
You did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Take one of them out.
Obviously.
For replay purposes. Obviously. So in terms of my own loss this past year, there have been plenty of things that have happened in my life And I don't mean to make this a downer, but I do think it's good for reflection. Because how do you make life better if you don't look at the things that maybe you didn't do so well and improve upon them? I would tell you that I have met some people in this past year who have helped me become very reflective, and that's been really good when looking toward the future. How do you avoid the same mistakes that you made this year as you move forward into 2012? And that's something for us to reflect on, whether we talk about it outwardly or not. Help yourself if you're thinking about something that you wish you hadn't done. Regrets, like the Frank Sinatra song, aren't much. It doesn't do you any good to be remorseful. Maybe it does be remorseful. But if you regret something, remorse sort of asks, in a manner of speaking, for forgiveness. So the implication is you're asking for forgiveness. But then as we look at the significant losses of the year, and you heard me talk about Toni in November when she passed away and how much that means to me and to my family. My daughter put the picture of her up on the New York Times. We got that on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about just the people who may have been close to, maybe not. There have been a number of significant deaths this year, some of them very personal, some of them pretty open. And so maybe there's a rhetorical people. For example, Robert Byrd, the senator from West Virginia, he died.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that significant?
Elizabeth Taylor. That was a big one.
Elizabeth Taylor died. Yeah, right. Osama bin Laden died.
That was huge. Yeah.
And maybe that's the thing. What's the most significant death of 2011? Who will we be better off without? I mean, I think you figure Osama bin Laden's going to win that one. But who else?
No one say their mother-in-law, because that's just mean.
Mother-in-law. 800-510-8255. Could be the death of a pet. Could have been the significant death in your life. But this, I offer this. Maybe this will lay an egg. Maybe it'll go someplace. Maybe people have got, it has, news media doesn't do a great job in many areas. In fact, I would go out on a limb and say most of the news that comes from the snooze media isn't really news at all. And they don't really do a good job. Thank heavens for the new world order, the new way of getting information around people. Everybody's become a reporter, the individual journalist, the day of the individual journalist has come about. And so we find out things that we might not otherwise. As a matter of fact, never mind Mike, I'm sure we would never find out about if it weren't for the fact that everybody's got a camera on their phone. They take pictures of stuff and they send it around. It becomes instantly worldwide available for people to look at. Look at that!
Yep.
And such is the case of the death of Kim Jong-il. The reason we know the pictures were photoshopped is because a few people there took pictures and snuck them out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason. There were some foreign.
And you know what will happen to those people if they get caught?
They will not be welcome back in North Korea. Best not to go back to North Korea.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the best advice. Thank you for that, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn
no
is
problem.
Here to wish you a Happy New Year.
Sage advice.
Yes. We'll do our Happy New Year wishes on Monday. That'll be the new year. We'll be open with promise and excitement and anticipation. So that's what we'll do. But I just think it may be good for us all to kind of get through the rest of the year by thinking about saying goodbye. And good riddance to this year, frankly. Good riddance to this year. 800-510-8255. One of the good things that's happened this past year is I introduced you to a product called the Fountain of Youth. Fountain of Youth is for people who are in their 30s and older who have those fine lines developing. Don't let Megan know that I told you this, Jennifer, but I was noticing on her face the other day couple of little lines, and she's never
terrible.
Really had them. Oh, but if
well,
I told
that's what happens. We're getting old.
Not getting old.
Older.
I just
realized I'm going to head into my mid-30s.
Yes,
in a couple
you'll be
months.
A mid-30s person this next year.
You knew me when I was late 20s.
All right, so the Fountain of Youth uses clinically proven technology that increases skin hydration for you by 90% and reduces wrinkles for you by two-thirds. If you are ready to consider the possibility of using this, then the breakthrough about this product is that they'll give you the first bottle free. No questions asked about whether Your mother's had some or your brother's had some. You use the website organicattitude.com, and when you go there, you'll see a radio code. It asks you for a code. Put in good day, and then you'll get a you'll pay the little shipping and handling charge that they have, but you'll get the product free, and you'll try it, and you'll see why this has become America's number one anti-aging molecule. It's a serum. It delivers deep hydration. Skin-firming peptides are there for younger-looking skin. You don't really care what's in it. You just care what it does, right? And it does great things. So go online to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, get yourself a free bottle. This is a New Year's resolution. You're going to make your face look even more desirable, more delightful, more appealing in the new year. For 2012, look 10 years younger. Turn the clock back to 2002 by using the Fountain of Youth, which you can get at organicattitude.com with the radio code being used good day.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist fakie with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
800-510-8255. We're talking about the significant deaths of this past year. Okay. It's not, it's, but this is where we're putting the year to rest. Not like, did you hear the story about this animal rescue group in Phoenix that put the, there was a cat, some fellow couldn't afford the medical care for a fellow had a cat and it was in this rescue home, so they put it to sleep.
Oh.
And the Facebook page went wild because the whole idea of these various rescue groups
the rescue is that you keep them alive.
Yeah, uh-huh. Right, you keep the animals alive, but in this circumstance, this is all over the Phoenix Humane Society. Let's see here. The Humane Society cited policy. It won't take credit cards over the phone. This fellow who owned the cat, his mother-in-law or something from Michigan called to have to give some money to keep the cat alive. They wouldn't take her money because they don't take credit cards over the phone, so they stuck a needle in the cat and killed it. How do you like them apples? You sad? You worried about your cat?
I am not worried about my cat because she's a spoiled, rotten little brat.
Oh, all right.
But I am sad that he put the other cat to sleep.
Yeah, 21 after the hour and good day.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Teresa, welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. You tell her I'm first in line.
You're first in line for me?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's very complimentary and very funny.
Oh, there's our new co-host.
I know.
It's so funny you would say that because I was sitting here while I'm waiting thinking, you know what? I want to be on the show.
I can tell you the interview process doesn't involve needing to have skills.
But, you know,
some skills.
Okay.
You'd be willing to show your naked rear end in a movie?
How's Susan Boyle? This is
a pretty boy.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and all
okay, so as we think back about this past year, that's what we're doing, sort of thinking about the things that were, and I understand it's not the most uplifting thing in the world, but there were significant deaths this past year, so we got a story, 800-510-8255, and meanwhile, so that we don't make it all sad, we ought to have a little lightness, New Year's thoughts. Looking back and looking forward from some of our favorite comedians this year.
You know, this past weekend marked 5 years since Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. Isn't that unbelievable? Think about it. Back then, the economy was in a mess. There was a huge disaster in the Gulf. The president was on vacation when things were falling apart. Thank God that could never happen today. In an interview this week on the Today Show, President Obama said if he were Congressman Anthony Weiner, he would step down. And you realize if Weiner did step down because of President Obama, that would be the first new job Obama's created in the last 2 years.
A new Facebook app's coming out. It's going to remind users exactly what they were doing a year ago from that day. Yeah. Yeah, 9 times out of 10, the answer will be wasting your time on Facebook.
How much time is spent talking about Facebook? What do we have going on now? Let's go to our Facebook page, Jennifer. Yes, what do we have going on that's of interest and importance?
Well, I thought one of the best topics that we did yesterday is who you'd like to have as a celebrity neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put that up on my Facebook page and got Ken saying Hugh Hefner, which I thought was brilliant, by the way.
Yeah.
John Walsack said Keith Richards. That could be interesting. Terry said Bill Gates. Maybe he could get his PC to quit freezing up. Bill Sobel said Doug Steffen and his cows. So there you go.
Oh, very nice.
Bianca said Robert Conrad. Benny said Bill Murray. He could take care of my mole issue. That's smart. Mm. Then we also had Al Chavez, who said Jessica Alba. Chris Campbell said Mr. Robert. Rogers if he were still alive, but in the present, Paula Dean. We had a couple of votes for me because I'm an awesome neighbor. Yeah. Jessica said Ryan Gosling and Bobby Flay. I'd like to go to his cookouts. Caitlin said Tim Tebow, which most people said, I think, in the national poll for this question. Brent Pratt said Charlie Sheen. Okay. Karen said John Bon Jovi. We got a Becky saying Gerard Butler, and Chuck saying Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. All right.
A lot of responses.
Yep. A lot of things there. So we're asking today for you to tell us about what significant thing ended. Maybe that's the better way of putting it. What significant thing or person ended the communication with you this year? Some people died. Some people maybe went away. And even though I know that it may be a little painful, it's worth a moment or two of reflection. That's what today and tomorrow will all be about. It really will be. All about reflection. And most of us we're all going to say good riddance, frankly. As a matter of fact, hundreds of New Yorkers gathering in Times Square for the 5th annual Good Riddance Day, the story at DougStefan.com, smashing objects, shredding papers that reminded them of the most unpleasant parts of this past year. So maybe you do that. That's a good, you know, it's again, we're looking for experiences that give us cathartic reasons to be happy we're dumping this year. Check it out at DougStefan.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. You've heard of events commemorating the Civil War or the Revolutionary War, but what about the War of 1812? This is, after all, the war that gave us the Star-Spangled Banner and the creation of the Stars and Stripes flag. And, with the bicentennial of that war approaching, the War of 1812 is under the spotlight. In April, New Orleans will launch a 3-year celebration, starting with the arrival of tall ships and warships on the Mississippi River, and an air show over Lake Pontchartrain following the Blue Angels. In June, Maryland will honor the bicentennial with a maritime festival in Baltimore's Inner Harbor and the Chesapeake Bay. Dozens of Navy ships and vessels will line the harbor and will be open for free tours, fireworks viewing, and living history displays. Canadians are also celebrating. Next fall, Queenston Heights Park in Ontario is hosting the largest battle reenactment in Canada, commemorating the first significant conflict of the War of 1812. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
For great savings this winter, stop by Lowe's. Right now, you can get a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill for only $119. That's a $70 savings. And why not start the new year off by getting your home and garage organized with 12-gallon plastic-lidded crates? Now get two for only $10. For these and other great values, come in to Lowe's today. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1-2-12 while supplies last.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
About doing this program, Michael is here. Richie is off today. I think he'll be off on Monday. What's it? He's going to the beach or something. He's got rocks.
Yeah, because what else do you do when it's 30 degrees below
right,
zero?
Exactly. 33 and change past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. So Michael 48 is there at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Peter Trahan is taking your calls at 800-510-8255. So
I'm looking at the callers, and one of the
callers is somebody who joined the Navy, and I want to know more about it. And Michael said to me, why don't I ask him?
And he's so smart. You know
he
what?
And you know what? That one thing I like about Michael, he's not starstruck by any of us. The star power that you and I have, Jennifer, doesn't impress Michael at all. All right, so let's meet Will, who's in Fairbanks, Alaska. Will, Happy New Year. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So you joined the Navy because of what?
Well, the death of Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
I had just recently graduated from college and looking at what to do, and that showed me that, hey, the Navy is actually something worth joining into, and they have, in my opinion, they, of all the branches of the military, they go everywhere and are pretty much able to do anything, so that would be the best option to go into for me.
All right. So do you qualify physically, emotionally, mentally for being a member of the SEALs, do you think?
No, I am not physically fit to, you know, do the Navy SEALs.
So what would you like to do? What are your aspirations in the Navy?
Well, I graduated with a bachelor's degree in math in May, and I'd like to use that. And hopefully, I actually still have to lose about another 20 pounds. I was about 50 pounds overweight to join, and I've lost about 30 pounds. So.
Wow. What an
inspiration.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is very intelligent. You have a goal. This is what I talk about all the time, Jennifer, with people setting goals and using some kind of motivation in order to improve their lot in life. Find a goal, seek a goal, you identify the goal, and then you put yourself to work to make the goal come about. It's perfect. This is very good. Will, you're doing a good job of inspiring us. Let me play you a portion of a call that we had from somebody in Tennessee named Bill when asking the question about significant deaths this past year. This fellow sort of underscores what you're saying, so listen
to Bill talk about the death of Osama bin Laden.
I would like to comment on the bin Laden death. After a while, it became a political thing, which president did the most to get him. Those things should not be made political. And I'd just like to pay tribute to SEAL Team 6, all the mothers and all the families. Thank you.
I wonder how many other people like this fellow and Will really have thought about the SEAL Team, SEAL Team 6, and in general, Will says he's going into the Navy because of the death of bin Laden. I wonder how many people actually were inspired. Do you know of other people, have you talked to other folks who are up where you are in Alaska, Will, who not only praise you for what you're deciding to do, but who really felt that that bin Laden's death, if you look at our talk radio countdown, the hot stories for this past year, Jennifer, mm-hmm. the deaths of bin Laden and Gaddafi were at number 9. So
huge.
Obviously,
yeah.
People think this is pretty significant. So, Will, any final thoughts?
Well, not too much. A lot of people that I know and talk to think that just about anything can be seen politically and that sort of thing. So,
yeah.
But, everyone kind of hates made the world a better place. So.
Yep, it's too bad it took so long, but it's good that it's finally done. Will, thank you.
Yep.
Best of luck in your aspirations to get into the Navy next year. Let us know what happens.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Take good care. 800-510-8255. Here's a caller named Anthony with a approach to a story that we didn't really hear much of, the passing of the D.C. Madam.
I feel that the D.C. Madam got little coverage, and she had an affiliation with Jack Abramoff and the 9/11 hijackers, and I just felt that her passing went unnoted and uninvestigated, and it seemed rather convenient for what had happened when you consider that she had some pretty pertinent information she was trying to bring forth, and it really went under the radar screen, and I wish the media would have done a better job with her passing.
You know what, sir? The media has to do a better job in order to become sort of relevant again, or maybe the better way of putting it, in order to be considered relevant at all. The news media better do a better job. They have gotten into bed with more people and more stories and more ideas to push their own agenda, and people are getting wise to it. And you're right, the D.C. Madam story was a story that didn't get much coverage, and her connection to some of the bad guys around. That little black book would have been mm-hmm. pretty interesting. If we have see, that's why I so praise Jennifer, WikiLeaks and Assange and what he does, because
it opens things up
to the light of day that ought not to be. We have all these secrets, supposedly. What the government doesn't need to keep all those secrets. What do they think? Where they just want to control. This is the era of control. They want to control you. That's why I said, beware of what happens next year. This legislation that's just hidden away in Congress in a committee to control what you have access to. If companies don't like it, they think there's a better example. A better example will not be found anywhere than, if you didn't hear me talking about this a few minutes ago, the Stop Online Privacy Act, known as SOPA, which is stalled in a committee in Congress, has not been discussed much at all, gives the feds and major industry the power to take down websites to display
that
material.
They don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does this mean Yelp, when you don't like a big business, does that mean that Yelp will get pulled down where you get to voice your opinion?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I used that the other day to voice my opinion about the gas company in Southern California.
Right.
Whether anybody.
But if they don't like it, they'll take it down.
Yeah. That's what we're saying. That's what you got to be careful of. Okay. Next up in the death of significant people this past year, somebody in Denver named Carl focuses on the assassination of Al Awalki. Remember, he was the number 2 guy. Is that how you pronounce his name? Number 2 at Al-Qaeda was Al Awalki.
Something like that.
A-W-L-A-K-I. Awalki. Al-Awalki. Al-Awalki. Say that fast, Jennifer.
Al-Awalki.
Al-Awalki. He's dead. Go ahead, Carl.
I was calling because I was thinking that the death of Al Akari, I don't know that I'm pronouncing that right.
Sounds better than what we did.
Very important because it was the first time an American president ordered the assassination of an American citizen, and because the title terrorist had been applied and correctly applied to him, it was basically, in the majority of public opinion, it was all right that there was an assassination of an American citizen. I think this is very important. It was overlooked by the media, and that aspect of it, I believe, needs to be discussed further.
Yeah, okay. It was another... you get a thread here, the news media, suckos. That's what people are saying. I didn't hear enough about this. I don't know enough about this. I want to know more about this. Okay, so keep asking those questions. Keep looking around. You'll find the information as you continue to tread not lightly down that path. Be heavy-handed when it comes to criticism of the news media. That's a good thing. So here's somebody who's philosophical. His name is Phil. He's listening to us in Indiana.
He's philosophical?
Philosophical. Phil is being philosophical, and he's in Indiana.
First of all, I like to say the most significant death to me was Generation X, because the stigma of division and propaganda and division no longer exists. We as a nation, we elected the first black president. We as a nation, we make movements now through Twitter and Viva Facebook, and we as a nation right now occupy America. Anything that's happening within America, not only in America, but all across the world right now, is united in a movement. And it's wonderful because now these things no longer exist and no longer barriers. Even rights for gays right now exist, and people are starting to be more liberated right now.
You think that's true, Jennifer?
I do.
Yeah. We're more liberated. You think people are more liberated because we have access to more information?
I think the reason I stop a little bit is because I think the government doesn't want us to be more liberated right now, but I do think that we as humans are probably more liberated than we have ever been.
People listening to this program for the first time, a lot of people listen during holiday weeks to the program because stations carry it longer hours. And there are people that may not be working, so they actually have time to really listen to what we're talking about. And they'll say, "Wow,
me too." This week, by the
bunch
way,
bunch of stuff. Yeah,
I have time to listen.
this bunch of people—they're all about anarchy and throwing the government. Isn't whether we want to disrupt things that are working? We want to disrupt things that aren't working, and there are a lot of things, and most of them are connected to the government. That's why it sounds the way it does, because that's the way many people feel. This isn't just Jennifer and me that's saying this. Listen to the people that we have on the air here. 800-510-8255. Here is John in the Bay State, and he's reflecting on what I said a few minutes ago about Robert Byrd.
I was actually going to say Robert Byrd, the former Democratic senator from West Virginia. I think during the time that he was serving in Senate, he really created influence among the members, and then, as we know, he was a former member of the KKK. And so, for somebody to go from that, time and become a senator and have that influence, I think really is commendable, and I think that's why it's a really significant legacy.
Yes, we need more KKK members.
Okay.
In government. That's very good, sir.
Scary.
It's a theory. Something to think about. And there's no right or wrong here. It's opinion and conversation. 800-510-8255. And I will pledge to you as we sit here now and talk among ourselves as friends, there'll be a lot more of this sort of thing coming forth. Because I think that the people want to be able to express themselves and not have it. Yeah, there's too much discussion that's focused on one thing and one thing only, and that's politics. There are so many other things that are a part of government that are not political that we ought to be more active involved in. As a matter of fact, one of the things that will bring about the continuation of the protest movement are all of the proposed people. This, again, this is something that nobody knows or nobody's talking about. Mm-hmm. There are arms deals, for example, with Saudi Arabia. Here we are making the military-industrial complex richer by selling them. These are military sales. The whole program in our government to sell F-15s and submarines and whatever else we can make. What does the Saudi Arabian Air Force need $29 billion worth of new aircraft for? But yet we're selling it to them so that they, you know, they're going to spend some of the oil money. Maybe that's a way of us getting at least some of the oil money back here.
Yeah, recouping some of our cash.
So, yeah. And we can always find something good in this, but I think that we would like to think that our industry is capable of making things other than armaments, and we certainly are, but that seems to be what we, is what we export a lot of. Lots of money is spent by foreign governments buying our armaments. And to be sure, China sells a lot of armaments, the Russians sell a lot of armaments, so what do we, if we sell more of that, how are we going to have a more peaceful world? Which
right.
ought to be our goal for 2012, right? A more peaceful world. Won't happen. We keep selling all of this stuff off. Dr. Ken Kronhaus visits with us in a moment here on Good Day.
This holiday, Chevy's giving more. Get more savings on your favorite 2012 Chevy vehicles, like the fuel-efficient EPA-estimated 42-mile-per-gallon Cruise Eco, or Traverse that seats up to 8 passengers. Not to mention the truck that gets things done, Silverado. Hurry in and get the best savings of the season before January 3rd.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
800-510-8255. Quick call from Don in Newburgh, Indiana. I'm trying to make this work, Michael, and I'm not, so why don't you put Don on the air? You have some information on Waukee, Don?
And Marawa Waukee?
Yeah, go ahead, make it fast.
I think everyone should go on and check this guy out. He's a real piece of work. I can't imagine that the president did have him assassinated. He was supposedly killed 5 times by our mainstream media that reported it.
Right, let's hear it for the main.
Before the new year, resolve to support the American Red Cross, and you'll provide hope, help, and compassion every day. Resolve to do something that means something. Visit redcross.org today.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here to understand or help us understand how paper towels may or may not be good for us.
American Journal of Infection Control, Doug, this week discovered that paper towels, especially the recycled ones, you see them in the airport, these have extra levels of bacteria on them. Don't panic immediately. This is especially for people who have immune systems, which are problems. But it means that you may think twice about using those recycled ones.
Yeah, I don't want to. There's nothing about those things, the things that go around in the machine.
Exactly.
Ew, those ones freak me out.
All right, good news for those who understand the benefits of omega-3s, Ken.
This is good news out of the Medical Journal of Neurology. Doug, older adults, the average age in the study was 87, but it is important for us to plan far in advance. Older adults with high levels of omega-3 fatty acids and the vitamins, it's easy to remember, B, C, D, and E. Just go in order after A. B, C, D, and E in their blood perform better on certain measures of thinking abilities and also tended to have larger brain volumes. The important thing in the study is it was an observational study. It didn't actually look at going forward, giving one group the vitamin.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program for 12:30-11. Shelley Palmer, who is our technology guy here, has a story about Verizon Wireless saying they are going to begin charging a fee to process bill payments. Can I mean, I just grasp this for a second.
So you have to
Verizon
them
says
for paying them.
They're going to charge you to process the bill that you're paying to pay them. My God, these people, they don't get it. Let's listen up.
For great savings this winter, stop by Lowe's. Right now, you can get a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill for only $119. That's a $70 savings. And why not start the new year off by getting your home and garage organized with 12-gallon plastic-lidded crates? Now get two for only $10. For these and other great values, come in to Lowe's today. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1-2-12 while supplies last.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Verizon Wireless confirmed that it will begin charging a fee to process bill payments. Starting January 15th, each payment that you make over the phone or by visiting Verizon's website will cost you $2. You can avoid the fee by paying electronically through your bank or mailing in a check. In other news, the social network Google Plus is growing rapidly, adding over 625,000 users per day. The site now has over 62 million registered users, a quarter of which were added in December alone. While it's still a fraction of Facebook's users, Google Plus is steadily catching up. And finally, some customers are so enraged with GoDaddy's support of the Stop Online Piracy Act, they've organized a massive boycott. Tens of thousands of domain names were transferred away from the site, including high-profile customers like Wikipedia. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Jennifer Horn, excuse me.
Yes, Doug Steffen.
Too much orange juice. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, last day, broadcast day of the year for us, anyway. You just heard in the Shelley Palmer report how customers are so enraged
with GoDaddy's support of that Stop Online Piracy Act that I was talking about a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
SOPA. There is a big backlash underway, and this is the beginning of the important coverage for this, hopefully because of its very nature. That's why it's going to get a lot of coverage on Facebook. As a matter of fact, you ought to put that up on our Facebook page, Jennifer.
Okay.
About both of these things. Verizon charging a fee to process your bill, and then Stop Online Piracy Act, which, this is an act to stop the act. GoDaddy, though, is, remember their first ad on the Super Bowl a couple of years ago? Michael, how many years ago was that? You're pretty good at remembering.
I remember that.
Remember GoDaddy?
That was 13 years ago.
Has it been that long? No.
That's probably why I don't remember it.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was 99.
My heavens. But every year, that's the only advertising they do is one ad in the Super Bowl, right?
They've upped it up since then. They're on more regularly now.
Do you ever use them, Michael, GoDaddy?
No.
Has anybody ever used them?
I use them, yeah. No, I use them at work and personally.
What do you use them for?
My websites.
And how do they impact or affect your website?
Well, GoDaddy is essentially, it hosts a website for you. So if you want to have a website that people can see, you go through to GoDaddy so that they host it.
So they are one of the hosting. There are three or four of these outfits around. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So here are the proponents of the Internet censorship legislation, so you know who we're dealing with here. Republican Senator Bob Corker and well-known Republican Representative Paul Ryan. Mm. If you follow this stuff, now people will begin to go online. Just Google SOPA, S-O-P-A, and that's the Stop Online Privacy Act. This is the people online are looking for any dirt that they can come up with on Ryan and Corker, because that's the nature
of
this.
That's how you have to stop things.
Exactly.
Isn't that ridiculous?
You're going to come up with dirt on these people rather than the real issue, which is they would take down websites to display material that people don't like. So the days of the free and open Internet numbered if SOPA becomes law. And this is beginning to, I tell you, this is a prediction for next year. One of the big, big stories of next year. The war of 2012 will be over the Internet and whether it can be controlled or not. Stand by. Stay tuned, as they say. At 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.